Gospel according to St. Luke, the 7th chapter. Jesus' ministry bears witness to God's coming reign, where the lowly are shown mercy and the dead are raised. Here Jesus ministers to a widow by raising her only son to life. I begin reading at verse 11. Soon afterwards, he went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went with him. As he approached the gate of the town, a man who had died was being carried out. He was his mother's only son, and she was a widow. And with her was a large crowd from the town. When the Lord saw her, he had compassion for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came forward and touched the bier, and the bearer stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, rise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized all of them, and they glorified God, saying, "A great prophet has risen among us, and God has looked favorably on his people." This word about him spread throughout Judea and all the surrounding country. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated, and I ask the children come forward for the children's sermon. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. There we go. What makes you sad? What makes you sad? What makes you sad? Anything? How about if you're out running outside and all of a sudden you trip and you fall down and you skin your knees? Does that make you sad? Would that make you sad? Yeah. Or how about if you have your best friend and they have to move away? Would that make you sad? Yeah, that you'd lose your friend? Or what if your favorite pet went away and you could never see that pet again? Would that make you sad? Yeah. Or how about if your parents said, "In 3 months, we're going to go to Disney World." Would that make you sad? Would that make you sad if you had to go to Disney World? No. What if they said, though, then, when it came time to go, "We can't go"? Would that make you sad? That would make you sad, too. Yeah. You got a question? What would make you sad? Okay. Okay. Uh-huh. You can. Uh-huh. They're okay. Oh, okay. Online, you can buy pets that are not real pets, but you push the wrong button and it took a pet away. Yeah, and that would make you sad. That would make you sad. Okay, and what would make you sad?
My papa went in heaven, him wasn't ready yet.
Okay.
Him was working cows and him heard his nothing. And then he went to heaven and died. And then he went to the help and got a chocolate from him.
Yeah.
Going to
okay, your papa had to go to heaven, and that made you very sad. Yeah.
All of my family.
Yeah, made your whole family sad when your papa had to go to heaven. Yeah, because you miss him. There's a story that we read today about Jesus that there was a lady, and she had a son, only one son, and the son died. And that made her very sad, and it made everybody very sad. And it even made Jesus sad to see her sad. And as they finished up the funeral, and as they were going to the graveyard, Jesus saw everybody walking by, and everybody was crying, and they were very sad that son had died. And Jesus says to the lady, to the mother, "Don't cry." And he goes up to the where they were carrying the body, and he says, "Young man, rise." And you know what happens? He comes back to life. He was no longer dead. And he rose up and he started to speak, and everybody was amazed. And people were no longer sad anymore. And that story tells us then that no matter what happens to us, that so many things make us sad on this earth, so many things make us unhappy, so many things make us hurt, but we can still remember that Jesus is with us and that Jesus is here so that we can no longer have to be sad. That even when sad things happen, Jesus can raise us up. He can say, "Rise." And we can be raised up from sadness to happiness. And all we need to do is remember that Jesus is with us in all those things. And we can have a prayer then too. We can pray that Jesus can be with us and help us make us through those sad times. Let us pray this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all the wonders and the joys in this world. We pray that you be with us when we are sad, that you may raise us up. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, now go sit.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've noticed this morning, all four of our scripture readings are about a resurrection, about new life, about coming to new life. In the Old Testament lesson is a story of Elijah with a widow woman. Her young son had died. And through the power of God, Elijah is able to bring that son back to life, a resurrection. In the psalm that we read, the psalmist too was on his deathbed. It says he was going down to the grave or down to the pit. And things were turned around for him, that God raised him back up once again. And he was able to return and give thanks and praise to God for raising him back up. And in our second reading for today, St. Paul talks about his previous life as he was going around hunting the Christians, trying to persecute, trying to shut down that new Christian church. But he had a conversion experience, a new life, a resurrection as such. And he was able then to become a proclaimer of the good news of Jesus Christ rather than a persecutor of the new church. And also within this whole lesson, the whole book of Galatians, or at least here in the first, he's trying to change or bring new life to the Galatians because they had been chasing after false teachers. And so he wanted to bring them back to Christ, a new resurrection. And then in our gospel lesson today, it's much like that Old Testament lesson where a widow has only one son and he dies. And Jesus, through the power of God, raises that son back to life. All of these lessons deal with the resurrection. And as we look at these lessons, we can kind of talk about resurrection in three different ways. And in the first way is physical resurrection of actually coming back to life after death. And we see that in that first lesson, in the gospel lesson, that both of these young men, these sons, were dead. And through the power of God, they were raised to a new life, a physical resurrection. For many of you, or for some of you anyway, you have had illnesses or tragedies, accidents, that have put you close to death. And that through the the miracle of God may be working through doctors, nurses, hospitals, or or simply through miracle, you have come back. Or maybe even you've had a near-death experience, or maybe you know of somebody who's had a near-death experience where they were actually pronounced dead, or for all medical purposes, that person was dead. But yet, somehow, miraculously, they came back to life, to a new life, to live once again. But the thing is, with physical resurrection, it's not the ultimate resurrection. As amazing as it is, when Jesus raised this young man to life as they were going in their funeral procession, that was not the ultimate resurrection. Just think about that story for a minute, though. They've had their funeral. They're going on a funeral procession then to the graveyard. Everybody's mourning and weeping. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes up and says, "Don't weep anymore." And he goes up to the bier and he says, "Young man, rise." Think about that. Think about in this day and time. What if a stranger stopped the hearse in the middle of a funeral procession and says, "Wait, you don't need to go to the graveyard anyway." And he opens up the hearse door. He opens up the casket inside the hearse and he says, "Get up." Wouldn't you think that would be strange behavior? But wouldn't you think it was even more strange if that person actually sat up and started talking? The people in this story were absolutely amazed, as I'm sure that we would be. And it is an amazing thing to see a physical resurrection, to be that close to the grave and to be brought back to life, to be on an operating table and to be brought back to life, to be in a tragic accident and to be healed once again. That physical resurrection, that power of God to be able to heal us, to bring us back to life. But it's not the ultimate resurrection, because even though we may be brought back to life, we still will face death again. Another way of talking about the resurrection is a resurrection of hope. And this is somewhat brought out then by the psalmist, that he had no hope. He had been a worshiper of God, and he had given praise and thanks to God, and he worshiped God regularly, offered sacrifices, all the things that was required of him. But something happened to him, whether it was an illness, disease, accident, we don't know. But for some reason, he was dying. And he was heading towards the grave. And he thought that God had abandoned him, that had left him alone. But somehow God showed mercy and raised him back up to life again and gave him a resurrection of hope, because he knew that God was there, and that no matter what did happen to him, God would still be there for him. A new life of hope, a resurrection of hope. We see that in the second lesson as well then too. As Paul is preaching or is writing to these churches in Galatia, these churches in Galatia are following false teachers. And he wants to give them new hope in Jesus Christ. He wants to turn them around into a new direction, back to Jesus once again. To remember that true gospel that Paul preached there when those churches started. To resurrect these churches once again, to give them new life in Christ, to give them hope. For us too, that resurrection of hope is what keeps us going. Because as I talked about in the children's sermon today, there's many things in this world that can make us sad. Many things that drag us down, that can cause us depression, that just make us want to quit, make us want to stop living. But because Christ is present in our lives, because that Holy Spirit comes into us, we have a resurrection of hope. And we can look at all these things that cause us to go so low, we can look at it in a different way. That no matter what happens to us, God is still present with us, and we win the final victory. I know, looking at these stories of the sons who were raised from the dead, of how tragic that could have been, because in that day and time, in biblical times, a woman had to be attached to a man, whether it be a father or a brother or a husband or even a son, because a woman could not own the property. She could not go out and work. She had no life other than what was attached to the family. And so if she lost the men in her family, then that means she had very limited choices. And about the only choices that a woman would have then is to beg or to try to find another family to join if anybody would have her, or last resort would be prostitution. There was no hope for these women. They had no hope if their sons died, because their sons were their life as well then too. And so when God raised these sons from the dead, not only were he physically raising these sons from the dead, but there was also a resurrection of hope for those mothers, because their life as well was destroyed. So many things in this world destroy us. So many things drag us down and pull us down. But yet God is there to bring us a resurrection of hope. And the third way of talking about resurrection is the ultimate resurrection, where Jesus went to the cross. He died for our sins. He took the punishment upon himself, and he died with that, and he rose to a new life, giving us new life as well then too, so that we know that even when we die, that when we physically die on this earth, that is not the end of us. But we will rise to a new life in Jesus Christ forever. And it is because of this resurrection that the other two have any kind of meaning. Because if we were just simply physically raised from the dead, that means that we would have to go through death all over again. And without the resurrection to new life through Jesus Christ, that means that we would be dead, that there would be no hope. And that resurrection of Jesus Christ also gives meaning to that resurrection of hope, because the things of this world, as they drag us down, if we have no resurrection in Jesus Christ, there is no hope. Those things just simply drag us down. We have no hope. We cannot be raised back up again. But this resurrection of Jesus Christ brings us physical resurrection at times, but it gives us that resurrection of hope as we live today. But then it gives us that hope and also that true meaning, that faith, that we will live with God forever. Each Sunday is a celebration of Easter. It's a mini celebration of Easter. We remember what Christ has done for us. And so as we come together and we give worship, we give praise to God, let us remember that we are resurrected people. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.